about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, Dr. Dahlia in the house. Thank you all for tuning in. 5 minutes past the hour. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Kent from Wyoming had asked in the previous segment, what about Truvia? We were talking about artificial sweeteners and how Splenda has been found to put people at risk for diabetes. Now, Splenda was one of the newer artificial sweeteners. I kind of reviewed the history of artificial sweeteners because of we talked about how saccharin first was discovered in the 1870s, 1879, accidentally, when a chemist was trying to come up with, you know, food sweeteners in the lab, spilled something, ate dinner later that night, noticed the food was very sweet, basically discovered saccharin. It came to use, very heavy use, during World War I when sugar was rationed, then World War II when sugar was rationed again. Saccharin began to be used in boatloads, and so then later used in, we talked about the risks, rat cancer, etc., and not many other cancer studies have been able to be proven. So somebody asked about Truvia. Truvia is supposed to be a zero-calorie sweetener that I believe comes from a certain plant. It's the stevia leaf extract. And from what we understand, it was approved by the U.S. FDA in 2008, but and it's supposed to be 200 times sweetener than sweeter than table sugar, as opposed to Splenda, which is 600 times sweeter than table sugar. But even though it's made, quote-unquote, naturally, there are still side effects. Not, again, no cancer side effects like has been, you know, theorized with the other ones, but GI side effects, gas, bloating, diarrhea, etc. They also say there can be headache, dizziness, fatigue. You could even have allergic reactions to it. So, no sign yet of that possibly promoting diabetes like Splenda in this one particular study or any bladder cancer yet. Again, you know, I think we need to spend a lot more time studying these. As we're trying to cut back on high fructose corn syrup in our foods for causing obesity, many people are rushing to the artificial sweeteners. And as we rush to the artificial sweeteners, we forget that those could have risks as well, which is why I do everything in moderation. If you want something sweet, you know, get some honey. Maybe, you know what I tell people to do in the summer? It's a great dessert. You get some grapes, wash them out, pluck them, throw them in a plastic baggie, and throw them in your freezer. Frozen grapes taste like candy. I love frozen grapes. And it's low calorie. You feel like you're getting candy. You eat them slow because they're cold. All right, have bags of frozen grapes. If you think you're going to want a treat, something sweet, get some frozen grapes. Okay, I tell you to smuggle them into a movie theater, but I'm not allowed to do that because you're not supposed to smuggle food into a movie theater. Yeah, you know, movie theaters, that's where they make their money. They don't really make their money on the ticket price. They make their money on the concession stand. You know, so you have all these coupons, right, for your movie ticket. I still want to see the Superman movie. I really haven't heard any ratings on that one. So you go in, maybe you get by $8 a ticket. You take your mom, you get her a senior ticket. She complains, I don't know why you're calling me a senior. I don't look like I'm in my 60s. But you are in your 60s, Mom, and I want to save the $2. I'm buying you a senior ticket. So senior citizen ticket is $6. And, you know, whatever I ordered, I mean, it's her fault for coming with us to the movies. So I get the tickets for my kids. I tell my kids, you know, to say you're 10 and under. But, Mom, I got hair under my arms. I don't care. So you get your children's tickets. You get the ticket for you and Corey, my husband. I go, you know, you are, don't, you know, dye the gray on your beard. I could get you a senior citizen ticket. And then my mom's in the background going, did you get my ticket? Did you buy my ticket? And I go, I'm sorry, I need a senior citizen. You have senior citizen tickets, or do you call them, senior, I need a senior citizen ticket. And make sure the theater is close to the bathroom because she's incontinent. All right, did you get my ticket? Yes, I got your ticket, Mom. What did you call me? And then I tell her, go get yourself a soda so you can take her medication, Mom. So she walks in with her senior citizen. And don't forget to line the seat. If you're incontinent, I don't want you peeing on the seat, Mom. And then everybody, nobody really gives me any trouble or grief for getting her a senior citizen discount ticket. And she gets mad. She still, unfortunately, wants to come with us to the movies, no matter how much I embarrass her. I don't know why she wants to go to the movies with us. The kids want to see Hangover. All right? And she's like, oh, my, that's a rated R. We can't go to the rated R movie with the kids. I can't go into a rated R movie with kids. Fine, then don't go. Stay home. It'll save me on the senior citizen ticket. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. She's not listening to this hour of the show, so we're doing pretty good. All right, a lot of stuff to talk about. All right, this MERS. I was on Fox 5 News yesterday talking about this Middle East coronavirus. Should we worry? The World Health Organization, the WHO, is telling us to be kind of concerned, so we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how if we take a trip to Mars, NASA's saying, look, this colony on Mars, our astronauts going to Mars, it could mean cancer. A lot of radiation on Mars. We're also going to be talking about how a woman is now suing United Continental Holdings because she had coffee spilled on her. Tell you how. Hot coffee, Brits of that McDonald's case all over again. Talk about that. And can you lessen the risk of stroke complications if your legs are squeezed? What's the squeezing procedure of your legs post-stroke? So as you can see, very busy day. Exciting day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you guys for the good comments on if you saw Pawn Stars. It was the episode Rick and Roll, the season premiere. They did a phenomenal job. Rick and Singh. I think Rick and Singh did a great job with Roger Daughtry yesterday. And I was on the show, so I thought it was a phenomenal show. Sorry about the extra chin. I really need liposuction. But in the first hour, I talked about what I sold. It was a tonsillectomy from the 1800s. I really dig medical history, and I collect medical instruments. And so I was talking about my medical tonsillectomy. Sold it for a good price. Corey's wonderful, man. He gave me pretty much what I wanted. I was a pretty happy girl. All right, but make sure you catch Pawn Stars when you can. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, we're booking now. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and the Dr. Dahlia Show Facebook page. I'm always on the internet over the weekend, so anytime we have medical news or any updates, I definitely want to keep you guys abreast of the situation, as long as my breasts don't get in the way when I'm typing and tweeting. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm a little self-conscious. When I was watching the Pawn Stars episode, I just looked too busty. I hate that. I've never liked my body. I never have. I know my friends were always jealous because they were A cups when I was D. I just don't like it. I would rather be more flat chested. I think I would look skinnier. I just feel like I was so top heavy. And I don't like it. I want to get some surgery, but I can't afford it. Maybe GCN will pay, you know, so I look better on the radio. That's why I have a job in radio, so nobody sees me. All right. I'll have to get over it. Yale writes, Dahlia, I'm 52 years old, so I'll be 72 years old when Social Security runs out, and I'll be 65 when Medicare runs out. How do you prepare for something like this? All right, in the first hour, we had talked about the latest report where Medicare's trust fund is supposed to start becoming dry in 2026, and Social Security is supposed to run dry by 2033. Now, this report came out actually as a glass is half full type of report, saying, look at what we did. We extended Medicare a couple more years. Remember, Medicare was supposed to run out by the year 2024? And now they're saying it's not going to run out until probably 2026. And we're supposed to go, yay, go Obama. Woo, yee-haw. No, and none of us are. That's some scary stuff. I turned 42 June 16, God willing. And I'm scared, too, because, okay, if I'm 42, then Medicare runs out in 13 years. If Medicare runs out in 13 years, I'm going to be 55. And Social Security for me would run out when I'm 61, 62. That's not good. That's not good at all. I think we're all scared. So some of you are saying, well, you know, but Dr. Dahlia, you're in your 40s now, so you could start saving up. But just like what Yale wrote, when are we supposed to save up? How? I mean, you know, I can't tell you guys to start saving up. Because that's easier said than done. What, put $5 away a week? Is that even going to cover it? Let's say you're able to amass $10,000. Let's say you start saving now, and you are able to put away 10 grand. Is that even going to touch it? I mean, this is why our system is so messed up. Now, I mean, if we had a system like I've talked about where, you know, you go to the doctor, you pay $25. Doctor doesn't have to pay for billing software. Doctor doesn't have to pay insurance companies have them on the list. Doctors don't have to pay. I guess Medicare has a site that you pay a fee so that you can look to see if the claims are getting paid. You don't have to pay for malpractice insurance. Rent is cheaper, minimum wage goes down, so you could pay your employees less. Doctors making $25 a patient, I think, would be just fine. All right, but that's not going to happen. I mean, minimum wage has to go up. All right, malpractice insurance has to be bought because no one's doing anything about tort reform. We still have to pay for billing software and billers and electronic medical records and all the other crap. But, I mean, if you were able to see a doctor for $25, buy medications for $5, that $10,000 would probably be just fine. But what about the heart attacks? What about the strokes? What about the cancer treatment? What about the knee replacements? No. So we have this inflated system, which completely stinks. This inflated system where you have to buy insurance so you could down the price of what the doctors are charging. So if you go to the hospital and it's a $10,000 bill, and insurance pays 10 cents on the dollar, insurance will help knock that bill down to 1 grand for you. Well, still, even with insurance, that 10 grand is not going to be enough. What, for one hospital visit that gets knocked down to 1 grand for you, which doesn't? I mean, my umbilical hernia surgery, my out-of-pocket's $2,500. I'm making payments. I don't have that money right now. So with Social Security being depleted and Medicare being depleted, I mean, I'd like to pose the questions to you all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or you can write in at drdahlia.com. What are you doing to prepare? I mean, this is some serious stuff. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, this is just the Republicans making mountains out of molehills. Medicare will be fine because the government will pass something. Will they? What are they going to be able to pass when we're going to be in full-blown Obamacare in 10, 13 years? And we're going to have immigration reform such that we're trying to take care of all these people that aren't putting into our tax system that are coming to our country illegally. I mean, what do we do when everything is an absolute cluster? What are we going to do when we have drug cartels or we have terrorist attacks that we've had people that, because of our weak immigration policy, have gotten in, right, you know, commit heinous crimes, and we don't have enough money to rebuild cities or to take care of our amputees? I don't think you should sit there and pray and think that our government is going to take care of it. If our government, if the government could competently take care of what's going to happen with Medicare exhausting in 2026 or Social Security exhausting in 2033, if our government was competent enough, then we wouldn't be in the position where we'd be running out of money in the first place. There is no reason we should be running out of money in the first place because our baby boomers had been putting money into the system this whole time. The reason why y'all have been putting in money into the system since the 1960s is such that there would be that safety net for you when you were in the year 2013, 2015, 2020, 2026. What did the government do with the money that you all put in? Less money was going to be needed for the non-baby boomers because there were going to be less of us. So those of us putting money in, if we live that long, there'd be money for us when we come out. I mean, that's the way the system is. That money was not supposed to be spent. So all the Medicare money that has been taken out of our paychecks, I've been working since I've been 18. So I've been paying, and I worked through college. I held 2-3 jobs in college. I waited tables in medical school. So people can't say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, when you were in school, you didn't work. Oh, hell no, I did work. I worked as a waitress, even in medical school, until finally my teacher said you can't do it anymore. And so there was probably only 2 years at which I wasn't actually working, only 2 years. Other than that, I worked all the way through. And then even as a resident, when I was making about $1.60 an hour, still, money was going into Medicare and Social Security. So I am assuming that that money is going to be there. Dollar in means later dollar out. Now, it's funny because you'll get these things in the mail. Say, well, this is what you put into Social Security. This is what you put into Medicare. So this is the money you'll be able to take out. So it makes you think, oh, there's a little bank account that says Dahlia Wax. Little bank account that says Dr. Dahlia on it. Right? Little account there that the government is holding in a nice little safety deposit box. All the money I put into Social Security, all the money I put into Medicare is there for me. No. Why the hell is the money being exhausted? Well, Dr. Dahlia, it's the doctor's fault. Doctors are ordering too many tests on our older people because they're afraid they're going to get sued. And everybody's getting EKGs. Everybody's getting prostate exams. Prostate exam doesn't really cost that much money. I mean, maybe if I lose the nail, I got to pay for the manicure. But other than that, prostate exam doesn't cost that much money. PSA, yeah, a few bucks, yeah. All right, no, don't be blaming me. Don't be blaming us doctors. Blame the fact that we are able to keep our baby boomers alive longer with the grace of God. Now, if Medicare didn't expect that, they're idiots. I mean, we've had medical revolutions throughout the decades. You're telling me back in the 1960s they didn't think that we could increase life expectancy? Back in the year 1900, in the Ladies' Home Journal, they predicted that people would live longer, be bigger, etc. So if they knew at the turn of the century in 1900, don't tell me in the 1960s, they didn't think ahead that we would be able to, by the year 2013, be able to extend life expectancy to the 80s. So if that's the case, all right, somebody mismanaged our money. Let's talk about what should you be doing? What are you doing? 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces the door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let me see. I know we have some of you on the phone lines. Many of you have been weighing in on what are you going to do? What are you doing to prepare for Social Security being gone, Medicare being gone? I want to listen to the next caller. I'm not sure if this one has to do with the Mississippi manslaughter case. Let's hear it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Glenn. First of all, I love your show. I just heard a comment about the woman that's on methamphetamine until after her baby was stillborn. How in the world can they even think about charging her for manslaughter? And don't get me wrong, it's wrong. I mean, it is so wrong. But how can they charge her for manslaughter but yet approve abortion? That's my question. I mean, I'm against abortion. I mean, I guess anybody doing drugs like that. But how is it right for someone to say that we're going to charge her for this, but it's okay if we do that? I mean, what's wrong with our country?
All right, I hear you. A lot of you have weighed in on that. We were discussing this Mississippi case where a woman is going to be up on manslaughter charges because she was doing drugs when she was pregnant and gave birth to a stillborn at 31 weeks of age. I know, the hypocrisy. I know. I don't get it either. I mean, you know, a death of a stillborn versus a death of a first trimester fetus. I kind of scratch my head when people try to say the week-long difference is a difference between life and non-life. I mean, to me, I think life is at conception. Just because when you're a doctor, I mean, what you see, it's hard not to. I even discussed that when I was in medical school. Many of my classmates, even though they were pro-choice, did not want to learn how to perform abortions. And when I asked them why, I go, I thought you were pro-choice. They go, well, just because I'm pro-choice, you know, to a woman's choice, doesn't mean I don't think it's life. I mean, I'm here to, you know, help preserve life, not take it away. So even people who are pro-lifers, a lot, or pro-choicers, a lot of times will still look at the fetus as life. With this manslaughter case, I told you, I don't think the pregnant woman is going to be, probably, or the woman who, did drugs while she was pregnant is going to be, up on charges because I think it's going to be too hard to prove that the drugs is what killed the fetus. I think if a woman has a stillborn and they have a law saying that you could be up on charges for the stillborn having died, then is a glass of alcohol, is the marathon, is having sex, is anything that could possibly in the literature be related to, oh, maybe that could have been an adverse outcome, going to be used against them. But I did kind of find that hypocritical, too, where some people are like, oh, yeah, you know, she should do what you... But the same people that wanted her tried for manslaughter are the same people that say, oh, no, you know, abortion is fine. It's I don't get what the difference is between 6 weeks and 31 weeks. I mean, to me, a life is a life. But interesting point. All right. Many of you have comments on what's going on with Social Security and going on with Medicare in terms of the funds being depleted. Social Security is supposed to be out of funds by the year 2033. Medicare is supposed to be out of funds by the year 2026. All right. Many of us listening to the show right now, that affects most of us, God willing, with life expectancy. We're living to our 70s, living to our 80s, maybe even 90s. This affects all of us. So I pose the question, what are you doing to prepare? Garrett says, my wife and I had this discussion. She's going to get a hysterectomy since she's high risk for cancer, not taking any chances that we'll be able to 10 years from now. If Medicare is going to be depleted in 2026, that's 13 years from now. Like I said, I'm 41. If I think I'm going to need a hysterectomy, and I think there's going to be issues with insurance, and there's issues with Obamacare, we've talked about this. Okay, I mean, if I was going to be Medicare age by that time, should we all be considering the surgeries that we think we need now? I mean, if a hysterectomy is in your future, I mean, maybe it is a good time to sit down and talk to the doctor. We don't know what's going to go on 10, 15 years from now. There may be a new administration after Hillary Clinton that may actually turn things around. All right. I mean, we may, who knows, have a phenomenal system. My only concern is after how many years of liberals in the office, we're going to be probably in a socialized medicine state no matter how hard we try, especially since once you promise everything, there's no way to go back. So I don't have high hopes for our medical system. And that's probably something I'm going to be discussing with my doctor, just like Garrett had said his wife is. Anything I think I may need, I may do now. While I can, the only problem is my insurance is horrible. $2,500 deductible, and still they don't cover most of what I need. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Steven says, doctor, I'm preparing with my mutual funds and medicine hoarding. Since medications last a while, I'm stockpiling them. Also, I'm putting my kids into college. We will need them more than we think. All right, good. Ooh, stockpiling medications. Do we stockpile medications now? That's a tough one. I can't tell you to. Stockpile freeze-dry guy. You know, I love freeze-dry guy. Always, freeze-dry guy lasts a long time. Yummy food. Never too early to prepare food-wise. So stockpile freeze-dry guy. In terms of stockpiling medications, that Army study came out saying that most medications can live at least 30 years. and still be potent. I mean, my problem, though, is I don't think the medications is going to be the big issue. I think we'll be able to get medications cheaply. I'm not worried about getting medications by the year 2026. I'm really worried about the knee replacements, the hip replacements, the cancer treatment, the screening, the being allowed to get the colonoscopies, being allowed to get the breast biopsies. I'm not worried about the medication. I mean, if you think medication hoarding is going to help you, if it gives you peace of mind, my problem is I don't think I could trust a lot of these heart medications past their expiration date. And, I mean, if you need something to work exactly, I don't know if I would risk that. Putting your kids to college, not to be pessimistic, but having a college degree now doesn't mean jack diddly squat. Many of our college graduates don't have jobs anyway, but it wouldn't hurt. Okay? I mean, invest into the future. And one way to invest into the future is making sure your kids are going to be financially stable. You know, I come from a family where the kids always did better than the parents. Our family for generations after generations were poor. They were refugees. Whoever didn't get killed in Russia and Germany and Hungary and Poland, depending on what was going on and which war, would survive, would live with family. And, you know, even my grandparents had to live with us. Our, you know, same thing. I mean, none of our family went to college. None of our family had the means to, you know, and it wasn't until our generation where, you know, we were able to do that. But then all of us kids, we still have money problems. None of us. I mean, Dahlia, you're the doctor in the family, so you're handling Christmas this year. Hanukkah. No, I'm not. We're having a lot of financial woes too, and most of us have. One of us just graduated law school, doesn't have a job. Right. One of us graduated college. She went back to school, got a sociology degree or a psychology degree. Not a job in that. Actually, I think the one who's actually has more money in the bank than all of us is the one who didn't finish college. So, not a bad idea getting the kids to school. Why not? If you can. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt to have the degrees. But I think all the rules that we were trained with back in the 80s to diversify and get the college degree and et cetera, all went out the window. Anything we thought we could use for tax deductions, et cetera, all going out the window. The rules have changed. It's a new game. If you guys could figure out this new game, do it. Figure it out. I don't know what it is. All I know is you got to stay ahead of the curve. You got to be able to look into the future, stay ahead of the curve. And I wish our future was brighter. I can't stand seeing a bleak future. I can't stand that. But whatever the case, you figure out how to prepare. All right, don't go away. I want to talk about more stories. Got a lot of medical news. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a Texas woman is suing United Continental Holdings after she said she was badly burned by spilled coffee on a flight from Madrid to Newark back in 2011. Now, I know you guys are thinking, wait a second, hot coffee? This sounds like the McDonald's lawsuit. Uh-huh, exactly. Apparently, according to court papers, while en route from Spain to the U.S., a flight attendant placed the coffee on the little tray table. When the passenger in the seat in front reclined the chair, right, you know how, boom, right, when they banged that seat back, the hot coffee slid and fell into her legs. The plaintiff's attorney said she did suffer quite a bit of pain. She has multiple sclerosis. When the coffee spilled, she couldn't get up. She just had to sit there and take it. She received second-degree burns to her inner thighs, requiring medical treatment and leaving her with permanent scarring. Over a year after the alleged incident, she is suing United Continental for $170,550, which is the maximum compensation allowable under a 1999 treaty known as the Montreal Convention. According to the Montreal Convention, victims of air accidents on international flights are compensated for any physical or emotional injuries sustained in flight. They say this is a treaty the United States and several other countries entered into to regulate international flights, so there would be one set of rules. The law, of course, demands proof of injury by accident. So there is proof of accident. Now, believe it or not, I think this is justified. Of course, I haven't heard the other side of the story, but I think it's absolutely justified. I mean, we are talking millions of dollars. She sustained burns. And the reason why I think this is justified is airplanes have gotten completely ridiculous. They are so uncomfortable. I don't understand why nobody hasn't brought up the health hazards in the first place. When somebody in front of you reclines the seat and does that jolt back, I've always had my stuff knocked off. It's at the point now where when I recline my seat, I always kind of warn the people behind me. I go, look, guys, I'm sorry to do this to you. Well, number one is they get ticked. You know, if I just recline my seat, they get mad because it really impedes on already their small area. So, and it's not their fault. It's our fault because we bought a coach ticket because we can't afford the $1,000 to fly first class. So I'll jump up in my seat and go, look, guys, I'm about to recline the seat. I'm so sorry. I'm going to do it slow because I know it's going to knock something over. So I gently try to recline it back. It's hard with my kids because they're back and forth and lumping and bumping and jumping around, and that's difficult. But when I heard the Delta Airlines is going to be taking some room out of the bathrooms so they could try to squeeze in four more rows into coach, something's got to be done. Airline travel is ridiculous. You know, I flew to New York 3 times already this year. And I had the opportunity to fly a 4th time, of course, on my own dime, to New York next week for Talkers Magazine Conference. I would love to go to Talkers Magazine Conference for us radio folk. I haven't missed one yet since I've been on air. And I just can't afford it. And I just do not have the time or money to take out a $500 flight to sit in coach for 5.5 hours, not to mention the cost it is to go to New York, etc. I like going to New York because sometimes I can talk to the Pawn Star people over there, left field pictures. I mean, I could get a lot done. I could probably get my money's worth out of the trip. And I mean, I love New York. I mean, if I could live in New York, I'd live in New York. But it's not worth the money. But one of my decisions, you know, with this trip was, the flight is so uncomfortable these days. It's just not worth it. And you don't get to eat. You heard about this case where a woman is suing because she had this peanut allergy. I believe she's suing. I want to tell you guys about this. Apparently a woman went on a plane. Okay. It was a Sacramento woman with a severe peanut allergy. She thought that United Airlines would assure her there wouldn't be an issue, okay, because there wouldn't be any peanuts. And unfortunately, peanuts were passed out on the United Airlines flight, and she went into a mid-air allergic reaction. She basically went into anaphylaxis. The plane had to make an emergency landing. She was in the hospital for days, from what I understand. I guess she was going from Sacramento to Orlando to go to Disney World. And somebody said, well, why doesn't she have an EpiPen? My question is, why nuts on a plane for a transcontinental flight? Okay, where's the food? Feed us. Feed us. Some of us have diabetes. Some of us have hypoglycemia. They force us to buy $3 bottles of water. Even $4.50. Now it's what, $4.50 to buy a bottle of water that you can only get after the after the security. I mean, it is getting so ridiculous. So if a woman spilled coffee because these seats, you can't be boxed in like that. I want to know, when are the lawsuits for DVTs going to happen, for blood clots? You know, I'm so lucky to travel with my kid. When I travel with the kids, it's great because it prevents an adult or adults sitting next to me. It is so hard to go to the bathroom and to get up and get out of your seat. I know you're like, well, Dr. Dahlia, just get an aisle seat and quit complaining and move on to the next story. No, I don't want to get an aisle seat because I hate getting banged in the head. I hate getting banged in the elbow. I hate getting stepped on. No, I don't want to be in an aisle seat. So I take the window seat. I force my kids to sit in the aisle because they're smaller. But if I have to go to the bathroom, it's still a big deal because they're like, oh, Mom, your boobs are in my face. Mom, move. Imagine with adults. There's no room. You feel boxed in. You can't get up and walk around. Remember TWA in the 70s? You'd get up, you'd walk around, you'd go to the buffet in the back, get some food. All right? Things were nicer back then. Now, with this McDonald's case that happened a few years ago that everybody says that was a frivolous lawsuit, mind you, there's a lot of frivolous lawsuits, and I am not playing a violin for any attorneys. Might I add, I've seen lawsuits that are absolutely ridiculous. But the reason why McDonald's lost, and very easily lost, with the $1 million lawsuit and the woman getting burned, is because, from what I understand from an attorney who worked on the case, that there were multiple warnings given to McDonald's about the coffee being too hot already, and the heating units being too hot. So because they had warnings and they had the paper trail, and if they failed to heed to those warnings, it was a slam dunk lawsuit. So a $1 million lawsuit for scarring, there was no question. It wasn't a stretch of the law. You know, there were warnings. But I think with airplanes right now, I mean, it is really unsafe to be boxed up, to have absolutely no room to be. I can't tell you how many times my head gets banged from the seat in front of me because I'm leaning over reading or doing something. It's ridiculous the way coach cabin is, and it's going to get worse because Delta wants to add 4 more rows. Where the hell are they going to add 4 more rows? It's ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. On a happy note, a South Florida man has reached a rare milestone, being credited with donating 100 gallons of blood. Good for him. He started giving blood since July 7th, 1977. He is 84 years old and has reached his 100-gallon mark, 8 pints to a gallon. So he has donated 800 pints of blood, or 800 times. He's also a platelet donor. All right? And actually, he gets credit for donating 2 pints. Okay, with the platelet donation. What a phenomenal man. Good for him. Wow. All right, guys, don't go away. Lumber to talk about 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
Take me down. Yeah, take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237.